Columbia lawyer Jeremy Root is the organizer of the Repeal 6214 group. He says he wasn't surprised the group's petition did not have the 3,209 valid signatures it needed to pass.
You expect to lose some signatures from what you submitted, but we are very close and very pleased with the validity rate.
The group's petition was 91 signatures short of the requirement, and now has until May 15th to submit an amended petition. But its work may not be needed after Monday's city council meeting. First Ward Councilmember Jenny Chadwick says she will be presenting the council with a bill that would cancel the city's existing agreement with Opus Group and present a new proposal for the development. Chadwick says she understands why the Repeal 6214 petition was created.
The people of Columbia really felt that this process was expedited to the point where they didn't get to have their voices heard.
But she believes her proposed bill will address citizens' concerns.
To me, it doesn't matter if the petition is successful in getting the signatures. The petition is successful in that we are repealing 6214, regardless of the validity of the petition.
However, Jeremy Root says he is determined to see the referendum process through to the end. He says his commitment to the petition is about completing a, quote, fundamental exercise of democracy.
It's a meaningful exercise, and it's an important one. And we're committed to placing the views of the citizens on downtown development projects at the center of the discussion.
Root says members of Repeal 6214 plan to attend local events like the Farmers Market and the Earth Day celebration this weekend to find more support for the petition. Hope Kerwin, KBIA News.